they just basically only gave them enough food and water and fuel for 2 days, because they're not going to need it, because they're going to be, you know, it's all going to be over in a couple of days. Well, it isn't. And I don't think that anybody that was sent down south had any grasp, really, of the sheer size of the country.
For the Ukrainians, it's in their interest to last as long as they can, to make it as painful as possible, to slow it down at every instance.
What's quite clear is that the generals completely misjudged the whole thing. Clearly, that they are being killed at a much greater rate than anybody anticipated.
The Russians have the advantage. They have the superior conventional military advantage, no doubt about it. But they are trying to take over a population, at least in the western part of Ukraine, that opposes them. And that could be very unpleasant for a long time. Putin has 45% of the world's nuclear weapons and has initiated a war in Europe.
The big question now, of course, is what comes next?